As we come closer to the end of the Easter season and we move towards Pentecost, the church brings us back to the upper room at that time of the Last Supper. And when we think about what St. John has done in chapters 13 to 16 of his gospel, these are the last recorded words, the last teaching of Jesus before his crucifixion. And when we think about the last words of a person, especially a person who has given such counsel and guidance and has changed our lives so much, the words that they speak prior to their death are perhaps the most important of all. We know very clearly from Holy Scripture that the Lord gave us the Ten Commandments and that Jesus himself then brought together the commandments in the two commandments to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But now, as he is getting ready to die, he brings everything together into this concentrated command to love one another as I have loved you. Now think about this. Jesus saying to love one another as he has loved us, I think in a way is a very maternal command. Because what do mothers embody? Mothers embody in a very particular way incarnate love. The way in which mothers sacrifice, literally, their bodies. The way in which mothers are so self-giving. And here Jesus, in saying that we are to love as he loved, is to enter into that dimension of maternal love that we see most beautifully and fully embodied in Our Lady. I've entitled my homily today, Every Christian's Battle Plan, because this way of love that is maternal love is Christ's battle plan. Think about it this way. As he speaks about our loving as he loved us, he is about to engage in the most profound battle that the world has ever seen. And he is going to come up against every form of masculine power and manipulation that is going to try to destroy him. But of course, it will not, because of the reality that the greatest power in the world is not the power of the Roman sword, but the power of the maternal heart. And here Jesus, by going to the cross, by literally laying down his life, will enact the most important kind of power that the world has ever seen. And this is the Christian battle plan. St. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 10 at verse 4, wrote these words, "The weapons of our warfare are not merely human, but they have divine power to destroy strongholds, strongholds of envy, strongholds of hate, strongholds of division. And what are the weapons of our Christian armory? The weapon of love." I so appreciate how in our first reading, we hear about this man named Cornelius, who was a centurion. That means he was a Roman soldier. And he wasn't only a soldier, he was an officer and had 100 men under him. But not only was he a centurion, he was part of the Italian cohort. That's like being an army SEAL. That's kind of the creme de la creme of the Roman army. And yet Cornelius recognizes something. As he comes to know Jesus Christ, he understands there's a new kind of warfare that has nothing to do with Roman weapons, but has to do with love. On this Sunday, our Lord Jesus Christ is inviting us into this deepening understanding of what it means to live maternally, what it is to live sacrificially, what it is to live like Mary, our blessed mother. The saints so often embody in their lives this quality of courageous love. In my preparation for this homily, I came across a saint I'd never heard of before, and he was a Capuchin friar by the name of Saint Crispin Viterbo, St. Crispin Viterbo. He lived in the town of Orvieto in Italy. And he was a Capuchin for 57 years. Much of his work entailed being a cook, a gardener, a handyman. But the thing that he did most often was the work of a keister. And what a keister did was that he would go out into the town of Orvieto and he would beg. He would beg for food for his community. He would beg for food for the poorest of the poor. But this is the thing about St. Crispin. As he went on his daily rounds, he had a deep interior conversation with the Blessed Virgin Mary. He was in constant relationship with her maternal love. And here's the remarkable thing about this man. He had contact with everyone in the town of Orvieto. He knew the families, he knew the feuds, he knew the needs, he knew the talents, he knew everything about that town. And he took advantage of this unique position to work full-time as a peacemaker. While he would ask them for physical donations, he would give to them spiritual donations, helping people solve their problems, mediating disputes, and ironing out antipathies. He even courageously chided greedy merchants, called corrupt politicians to task, and stirred the consciences of luxury-loving, powerful aristocrats. Now remember, he did this work for decades. And we're told that over time, he helped to transform the town of Orvieto, spreading a true spirit of Christ-like love. This humble beggar, simply by following Christ's battle plan, ended up in becoming, in all practical purposes, the town mayor, the police chief, the pastor, and the lawyer, all rolled up into one. His begging filled the mouths and closed the backs of the friars and the poor and the orphans, and his peacemaking filled with Christian joy the hearts of those with whom he met. Like Cornelius, this obscure saint, St. Crispin, understood that, yes, it's not the power of force, but it's the power of a mother's heart that in the end changes the world. In the reading that we had from St. John's first letter, remember what he says. God is love. It's not that God just has the attribute of love. Love is God. It is the essence of God. It is his isness, is his love, and what that means. And what this invites us into is a daily conversion. Conversion in our own lives, so that we are discovering what it means for you and for me to participate in Christ's battle plan. It is an invitation to ask this question the way St. Crispin did. What can I do in a practical way for my neighbor? And here's, I think, the answer. Learning to see them from God's perspective. Or perhaps learning to see them from a maternal perspective. There's nothing like a mother's heart when she truly is desiring to live out this vocation of motherhood that feels, that longs for, that desires to see the kind of reconciliation that our Lord says is possible when we love like he loves. We have a tendency, when we look at things from a merely human perspective, to see relationships in terms of what we can get out of them. Well, this person is enjoyable to be around. This person rubs me the wrong way, so I'm going to stay away from them. This person is always asking for favors. Ah, this person always makes me feel good. That's looking at relationships from a human perspective. But when we look at them from a Christ-centered perspective, or from, I should say, a maternal perspective, then, like Christ, we become proactive. We see relationships in terms of what we can give to them, and that then becomes dynamic, that becomes energizing, and that is in relation to what St. Paul says, this is the weapon of our warfare. So in conclusion, let me just pose the following. Imagine if we intentionally start this week by making a list of what we can do to love others as Jesus loves us. It could change the whole tone of our week. We could be lighting lights instead of dodging shadows. So think of the following. What's one small thing you can do to ease the burden of your spouse? What is one small thing you can do to make a boss or coworker's job a little bit easier? Think of one small thing you can do to bring encouragement into your mother's life, your father's life, your parents' lives. Think of a friend, a relative who is suffering, and think of one small thing you can do to support them. How can you extend a word of love and affirmation to another? This is what self-giving love looks like in real life. This is the vocation that we see particularly embodied in mothers, and in a most special way in our Blessed Virgin Mary. This is all within our reach if we are willing to step out of our comfort zones. Jesus did it for us on the wood of the cross. Today, this week, let's promise to do it for him on the pavement of our daily lives. And by so doing, we will advance the battle plan of love given to us by our Lord in his words that were his dying words. Because here in Jesus, we have the one who is love, who on the cross stretched out his hands in love so that we could be embraced in the arms of love and so extend that love to others. For all mothers here, you in a very particular way have a key role to play. You are like Cornelius, centurions in the army of God. Thanks be to Jesus that he has given us a battle plan. May we be enlisted soldiers in his army of love.